This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Waiting to be unmuted.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. This is Farooq Suhail from ICK. We are going to start our lecture now, inshallah. Just a quick introduction of ICK. Islamic Center of Kuwait is involved in all the Islamic activities that has to do with English speaking community in Kuwait. This includes the lectures like we have today with the Sheikh Asim Al-Hakim, and also some other activities that we do like Thursday halaqas and also the youth group for Saturday for the younger kids. So we are going to start our lecture now, and I have a request, which is that all the participants please keep your mics and your videos off. Please do not turn on your mic or your videos during the lecture. Second is that in this lecture, we will not be taking any questions after the lecture. And with that, I will hand it over to our Sheikh. Just give me 1 second, Sheikh. I'm going to unmute your mic. Sheikh, the mic is over to you. Jazakallah khair.
Barakallahu feek. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله عز وجل gave us the solution, gave us the remedy to all our problems that we may face in this dunya. Allah says in the Quran, and we test you with evil and with good as trial, and to us you will be returned. So testing can be with evil, such as insecurity, and it can be with good, such as with health, wealth, and prosperity. And everyone, and I mean every person, must fall sick one day or the other. But the majority of people do not tolerate, are not patient, do not know what is the wisdom of their illness. And people by nature love what harms them. And they hate what contains good for them. As Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, fighting has been joined upon you while it is hateful to you. But perhaps you hate a thing. Do we hear people complaining, whining? Others may despair from Allah's judgment. Such people have lost the dunya and have lost their chances in al-akhirah. Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, says, when you are patient while facing Allah's preordained, Allah's destiny, then you will be rewarded. And Allah's predestiny will go as planned. And if you're impatient and complaining, you'll be sinful. Yet still, Allah's predestiny will take its toll upon you. Either way, it's going to happen. So, a servant of Allah has no choice, tolerant, patient, and content. Because complaining will not change a thing. The vast majority of us, we tend to forget that we are only servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. We belong to Him. Allah owns us and possesses us. If Allah wishes, He could annihilate all creatures in this universe. And He wouldn't care, Subhanahu Azza wa Jal. He created all of this universe of nothing. And He is capable of returning them into nothing. And this is why the vast majority of people who are not real believers, they usually ask, why? Why is Allah doing all of this? The answer would be, why not? If I were to take a 100 riyal bill and burn it, people would say, why are you doing this? I would say, it's none of your business. It's my money. I can do with it whatever I want. And Allah has the highest example. When Allah says He is not questioned about what He does, but they will be questioned. Subhanallah. If you believe that Allah is wise, if you believe that Allah is knowledgeable, and if you believe that Allah owns everything, then you should submit your will to Allah and acknowledge that whatever Allah does is justifiable. But we fail to see the wisdom, yet we know and acknowledge that Allah is all wise. These illnesses have a wisdom behind them. These calamities contain a lot of good in them. And just as a glimpse, they are a test and a form of evaluation, if you say. And in calamities, people are distinguished. So it appears obviously those who are servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, when they show their gratitude at times of wealth and ease, and it shows their submissiveness to Allah Azza wa Jal at times of calamities, when they are patient. So alike, in the sense that they have money, they have wealth, why not be grateful? But when they're tested, when a calamity descends upon them, this is when their true nature is revealed. Calamities and illnesses are a sign that Allah loves you. Unlike what the vast majority of us think, when they believe that if Allah is that, Allah doesn't love him like He loves XYZ, whom He give him wealth or health or happiness. So it seems to us. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest reward comes with the greatest trial. Remember that. The greatest reward comes with the greatest trial. When Allah loves a people, He tests them. Whoever accepts that wins His pleasure. But whoever is discontent with that earns His wrath. Among the benefits of calamities and illnesses, that Allah Azza wa Jal erases your sins and elevates your level in Jannah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the headache of a believer, the thorn, or anything that hurts him, Allah would raise him up with it one level in the Day of Judgment and erase with it his sins. And to tell you the truth, we're not infallible. We have so many sins. We may, and these sins are usually the cause of calamities we have. And Allah forgives many, many more than these sins. Imran ibn al-Husayn, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, fell sick once. So a companion of his visited him and said that, I am depressed because what I see in you suffering from this illness. So Imran said, do not be depressed. What you see is due to a sin. And what Allah pardons and forgives is far, far much more than this. This is a companion acknowledging that the calamity that he's suffering is from a sin. And this is what Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, said when he was forwarded to seek rain from Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, O people, there is no calamity that descends except due to a sin, and it would not be uplifted unless you repent. So these pandemics, these are a warning from Allah Azza wa Jal to those who can comprehend and understand. If we were to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to uplift, we have to repent to Allah. We have to return to Allah. We have to remove all these sins and vice in our community. And we have to implement Islam wholeheartedly. Now, I think I'm gone. What is this?
If you please continue, everyone else, please turn off your videos.
I don't know what's happening. Okay, I'm going to continue. So, if we want Allah to uplift what we are suffering from, we need to return back to Him, ask Him for forgiveness, implement Islam wholeheartedly in everything that we do. You see, repenting and going back to Allah Azza wa Jal is a priority that is more important than washing our hands for 40 seconds and using sanitizers and avoiding social gatherings and mixing. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that clearly when he said, immortality never appears among people to such an extent that they commit it openly, but plagues and diseases that were never known among their predecessors will spread among them. Ask yourself, is immortality spreading in the homosexuality, LGBT, gay parades, things that are so heinous? Illicit relationships between boys and girls are becoming normal. Premarital relationships, dating, boyfriend, girlfriend. And the society is not moving or acting to do anything about it. This is what happens when we distance ourselves from Allah Azza wa Jal. Among the benefits of calamities and diseases, that it returns the sinful back to Allah Azza wa Jal. The vast majority of us before this crisis were neglectful, heedless, happy with whatever we were doing. If we were to be left alone, we would have sends these calamities so that we go back to Him in submissiveness, expressing our poverty, expressing our humility to Allah Azza wa Jal, begging Him to uplift our sickness, our illnesses. So these diseases would be a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal for causing us to repent and to return to Allah. Like Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and we test them with good times and bad times, that they perhaps would return to obedience. Subhanallah. So these tests are not for nothing. It's for our own goodness. And this is why diseases can be a blessing from Allah. Though we hate it, though no one at all asks Allah for it, but when it happens, we have to be content. Because this is a blessing from Allah. Ibn Taymiyyah says, may Allah have mercy on his soul, a calamity that makes you return to Allah is better than a blessing that makes you neglectful of Allah Azza wa Jal. Among the benefits of illnesses and diseases, that these are a reminder, where Allah reminds His servants of His previous blessings and favors upon them. See, without contrast, we cannot appreciate things. If we did not have night and darkness, we would not appreciate daytime and light. Without poverty, we can never appreciate, most likely would not appreciate having food on the table. And likewise, without falling sick, we won't appreciate the health that we enjoy. How many years of our lives had Allah Azza wa Jal given us health and wealth and so many blessings that we cannot count? Is it logical that when Allah Azza wa Jal tests us for a number of weeks, we start to complain and whine and show our despair of His judgment as if we had never seen any ni'mah or any blessing or favor from Allah? My friend, Allah did not withhold His favor and blessing because He's stingy. A'udhu billah. Allah is the most generous. Allah did not stop His favors and blessing from coming your way because Allah, He is the most rich and He's the wealthier than anyone or anything in this universe. Everything is in His hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why? Again, no one asks Allah Azza wa Jal for a reason, but we believe and we have the conviction that He prevented that because of a benefit to us, due to His mercy. So when He does not give us, then this is a rahmah and a blessing from Allah. And when He gives others more than us, this is a punishment to them that we do not see. So we have no other choice but to be patient. And it's His judgment. Praise Allah and thank Him that whatever calamity you are undergoing is not worse. If you are tested by Allah in your health, in your body, say, Alhamdulillah, it was not in my religion. Imagine if Allah made you healthy, but sent His calamity to strike your faith and conviction and made you doubtful whether you are a real Muslim or not. Praise Allah Azza wa Jal that you were tested in your health and in your body with such a disease instead of being tested in your wife's chastity or daughter's honor. Always think of the so many gifts, blessings that Allah had favored you with all these years in return of nothing. What did you do? Nothing. Yet Allah kept on giving you. So when Allah Azza wa Jal tests you, tries you, you start to complain, you start to forget all the good that Allah has done to you. Among the things that would ease our calamities, to know that inevitably we will die. But the cause of death differs. It differs from one person to the other. Inevitably, people are going to die. So when you remember this fact, then whatever calamity descends upon you, you're always grateful that you're not dead yet, that you still have room to ask for forgiveness, to rectify, to reconcile. People die of heart attacks. People die of cancer. People die of high blood pressure. People die of diabetes. People die in their sleep. People die without any reason. So this is the route that each and everyone is taking. All what we had in the past was a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal, and it has come to an end on this earth. What counts is, how will you receive death when it comes? Are you content? Are you happy with what Allah Azza wa Jal preordained upon you? Will you have enough resources in your grave and on your records of good deeds on the Day of Judgment that would make you, inshallah, among those who are fortunate? These viruses, these pandemics, they are all part of Allah's creation. They do what they are told. And this is why you must not curse it. You must not say bad things about it. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ once visited a female companion known as Umm Sa'ib, and she was suffering from a very high fever. So the Prophet ﷺ asked her, and she said, "It is the fever. May Allah Azza wa Jal never bless it, never blesses it." So the Prophet said, ﷺ, "Do not curse or swear the fever, because Allah, the iron or the core of iron from its impurities." So the Prophet is telling her, do not curse the iron. Okay, why is that? Because all the creatures of Allah Azza wa Jal are working according to his instructions. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, do not curse the wind, because it was ordered by Allah. So even in times of strong wind that breaks homes, destroys properties, do not curse it. But it's doing damage. Allah is the one who ordered it. So we understand that viruses, cancer, illnesses, winds, natural disasters, all of these things do not act from itself. Rather, they execute whatever Allah Azza wa Jal orders them. So when you curse the viruses, actually you're cursing Allah. When you curse time, then you're cursing Allah. When you say it's a bad day, the day that I met you, it was an evil day, you're actually not cursing the day, but cursing Allah who preordained that you will from there. So we have to be careful when we speak about these things. Also, as we're almost running out of time, it is important that we acknowledge that as Muslims, we should not look at these illnesses and diseases purely in a materialistic means of illnesses. But the real cause, the planner of all planners, is Allah Azza wa Jal. And we have to analyze, why is Allah doing this to us, so that we can eliminate the causes and restore Allah's favors and blessings upon us. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, in clear text, and whatever strikes you of disaster, it is for what your hands have earned, but He pardons much. If I have an accident while driving a car, this is due to what my hands have earned. These are my sins. And don't feel sad, because Allah pardons much. If Allah were to punish me for my sins, Allah Azza wa Jal would have tested me with more calamities than this. So now, when we have a calamity, what should we do? First of all, appreciate Allah's previous years and years of favors and blessing upon you. Second of all, repent, ask Allah for forgiveness, and try your level best to improve yourself, your family, your neighbors, and your surroundings by coming closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Third of all, you have to be patient. Show your gratitude to Allah. And always be content, knowing and acknowledging that this is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and whatever comes from Allah, that is good for us. Fourthly, you have to take the necessary means. Those who are extreme would most likely not meet anyone, not speak to anyone, not do anything. And they will die within themselves. And those who are loose would not care about curfews, would not care about hugging people and kissing people on the nose or on the cheek or shaking hands, neglecting that this is a contagious illness. You have to be in the middle path. Islam tells us to take our precautions and the necessary means. So keep your social distancing and observe washing your hands thoroughly. Observe, now you are in a curfew like us, fasting as many days as you can. You're not going out, you're not doing anything. So utilize your time. Read Quran, revise what you memorized, and try to memorize more chapters of the Quran. Lead your family in prayer, every single prayer. Pray jama'ah with them. And if you can, give them 5-minute talk after the salat, that's good. And if you ask one of your children to prepare something and to deliver a 5-minute reminder, that's excellent. Engage the family in acknowledging that this is Allah has given us. Do not allow them to spend their time on social media, like we see in some houses. The children have nothing to do, no school, they don't go out, so they spend like 20 hours a day on Instagram. and YouTube, and this brings nothing but filth to their heart. So even if they escape Corona 19, with the grace of Allah, of Allah upon you, and to acknowledge that this is from Allah, and then I pray to Allah that we learn our lessons and that we do not go back to square one, because soon, inshallah, the calamity will be uplifted. And those who learned their lesson and improved their way of life would be the beneficiary, would be the winners of this. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect me, you, our countries, and the Muslims, and our loved ones from all calamities and from all diseases. هذا والله أعلم ونسبة العلم إليه أسلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.